state a few things about the New Earth business energy that's been happening recently and what we're moving into. So definitely all of 2016, and I'm feeling also towards the end of 2015, anyone who is a spiritual entrepreneur, spiritual business owner, healer, coach, spiritual teacher, transformational speaker, anyone who's here on earth to help empower human beings to live their purpose and speak their truth and be what they came here to be and live their happiest and most abundant life, anyone with a business like that has been experiencing an energy that at times has felt almost sluggish and definitely slow moving. And why this has been happening is because we've been needing to be and to learn to be a lot more still than what we have usually done in the past, and to learn how to be more in the state of being than doing. And this has felt frustrating for a lot of us because what it's done is, as we've been recalibrating while the vibration of the universe has been raising, and as we have all been expanding with this raise in vibration, it's been, or it's felt more challenging to many of us, not all of us, but to many of us, to actually be as active and actively bringing income in through our businesses as we, you know, would have liked or thought we wanted or felt like we needed, or however it felt to you, you know, however you want to put it. Because I know people have been experiencing this in slightly different ways, but yet it is a universal energy. It's been moving through all of us, you know, and since each of us is a unique snowflake, we've each been feeling it in slightly different ways. But I really wanted to come on and address this because I wanted to let you know that it's not you. It's not you, it's the universe. It's universe. It's you and I verse. So we've all been singing in harmony this the song of the slow and sluggish soulpreneur. And the main reason that I wanted to share this with you and to let you know that you're not doing anything wrong is to make sure that you don't get so frustrated that you feel like you want to quit or want to stop living out your soul's purpose. And I know if you're my tribe, it's very unlikely that you would ever, you know, try to stop doing what you're doing, stop living your soul's purpose. I know, you know, we know that we are all here to share our truths in this lifetime, and that we are all here to support each other through these huge expansions and vibrational shifts that we as humans are all going through. I just wanted to come on and share with you and say I totally, fully understand why this, you know, and how this can feel so challenging. But it's that, I don't know if it was, I think it was Wayne Dyer. I was watching, obviously he's passed away, but they still show his specials on PBS, and I was watching part of one recently, and I'm almost positive he stated one of my favorite sayings, which is slow down to speed up. And this is so appropriate right now. The energy is shifting, and we will start to be more active soon. But the most important thing you can do for yourself is to not only practice being more and doing less, and practice resting more and giving your body the sleep it's requiring. The reason it's so important to do that now is because that's going to have to become a part of your daily reality. That old, I always call it the 80s, 1980s business mindset and the Wall Street way of doing things from all those 80s movies about like people working on Wall Street and you know, working like billions of hours a week and never getting any sleep, then, you know, going to work out and then eating fast food or going to a restaurant and then going to party at the clubs and then, you know, starting all over again the next day. It's like, cocaine-induced craziness. That's absolutely, you know, out the window. That's gone with the wind. That is no longer anyone trying to still work, you know, million-hour work weeks. What that's going to do in the higher vibrational state, trying to push like that is literally, you know, I don't know how to put it, but let's just say it won't be good for our health. It never has been, but in our new earth paradigm, that old push and struggle and do, act, it's not going to allow us to be our most lucrative selves anymore. The paradigm is shifting so far to the other side that the overworking way of being in the old earth world, which used to make more money, will no longer be lucrative because it's going to push health issues so far out of balance that one will need to stop working altogether. I think that's the best way I can put it as clearly as possible. Whereas in the higher vibration, the more we rest and allow ourselves to dream and breathe and be, the more we'll be in a position to receive our highest inspiration and put it to use to the, you know, in the highest and most divine way. So any actions we take from that state of being and dreaming and breathing, those actions are then going to be the most profound and have the most impact, because it will be coming from this higher divine state when we're in the flow and connected to the divine and allowing that divine energy to fill us up and not trying to keep ourselves busy on the hamster wheel, you know, doing the little, you know, millions of things on your list of things to do, your little task list. You know, of course we all have things to do. I'm not saying we don't. But it's now time to come at them from a space of being rather than that old school push mentality. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I look forward to hearing what you experienced from this recording. Thanks, guys.